Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
It is the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. It's at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. You can check out our podcasts. It's on iTunes, on Podbean. Our Facebook page, of course, is Insight on Business, the News Hour. We're all over the place. With us in studio is Jim Thalacker. He is the owner and president of something called, wait for it, 600 Monkeys Computer Support and Service. They're out of West Des Moines. We're going to be talking a little bit about, well, about the need to keep your computer running at optimum efficiency and all that goes into that. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the Business News Hour.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having us.
So tell us about 600 Monkeys. Where in the heck did that name come from?
Well, there's two things. There's a nerdy math thing called the infinite monkey theorem. How many monkeys behind how many typewriters and how many years to type out the collected works of Shakespeare is one thing that people commonly talk about. Okay. The other one is we wanted to build a computer name that there wasn't any confusion about who we are and what our name was. We could have been West Des Moines Computer Repair, and if we did a website name, it would be would it be WDM Computer Repair or WestDM? And so we didn't want to have any of that confusion. So we chose it just to be remembered and easy to be recalled.
You know, and how long has the business been out there?
We've been in business as 600 Monkeys for coming up on 6 years.
Yay. Okay, you've passed that magic five-year mark, which everybody points to and say, if you can make it past 5 years, you're in great shape. All right, so let's talk about common computer issues that people have. You know, one of the things that we've talked about on this broadcast many times is phishing expeditions that people are out there, malware that happens, ransomware that's happening. And it's not only happening with big corporations, this is also starting to influx its way into medium and small companies as well. So what kinds of things are you hearing from your clients when it comes to issues that they have?
Sure. Well, we deal with numerous troubles all day long, and a couple of important things we tell everybody each day is that the bad guys are very, very good at what they do. There are just some surprisingly clever mechanisms that bad guys use to incorporate troubles onto your computer. And avoiding those, recognizing what the bad guys look like and how they do what they do are important steps in you avoiding troubles.
You know, one of the things that we've had many stories about is the weakest link oftentimes within any business are your own employees, because they will open up things and answer things and without thinking whether or not it's real or phony. Correct?
Sure. So people ask us a lot, and this might not seem like a related issue, but they say, should I turn my computer off at night? And our answer to that is you should turn it off only to save electricity or because you're going on vacation. You are much more likely to be hacked on your computer while you're sitting at it doing something rather than it sitting there and being connected. So you're likely to be the trouble. The bad guys are very good at making convincing you to do dangerous things.
Jim Thalacker, ladies and gentlemen, he is the president, CEO, the guy that runs 600 Monkeys Computer Services out of West Des Moines. When we talk about, let me ask you about Windows 10. I suspect that you have had lots of conversations with your clients about Windows 10, the way that it's set up and how people have to get used to utilizing it. Thoughts?
Well, the core of that operating system is not fundamentally different from that of Windows Vista 7, 8, or Windows or Windows 10. So they're all so much the same. And if you were to buy that computer, take it home, and do what Microsoft encourages you to do, sometimes you end up with an environment that isn't always so familiar to you. And that's one of the things that we help to make so different, is when we set it up for you, or if you engage somebody who understands the ways in which you want to use your computer, it can be set up in a way that's very familiar to you and helpful. And then the differences that commonly are incorporated in Windows 10 are not so prevalent, and they don't really cause you the troubles that they normally would if you were to do work on your own.
Yeah, and one of the things I think is it is familiarity, Jim. You know, so many, we are such creatures of habit. even the 600 monkeys, no doubt. But we are such creatures of habit that we get used to looking in a certain space, and if it's not there, we just get all frumunkled and say, oh my gosh, where are things? All right, so what about the lifespan of a computer? You know, those are things that people talk about all the time. You know, I have laptops that I've had, quite frankly, for 6 or 7 years, and they still seem to work all right. Is it maintenance? Is it how you treat these things? Or is it just a matter of time before everything falls apart?
Well, sometimes it's a matter of time. Laptops are frequently damaged at a greater rate than our desktops. Screens get broken. Power connections become damaged from pets and children. So they're certainly subject to more of those things. But computers don't wear out. So they kind of work one day, and the next day they don't. There's not an awful lot of indication that you're going to be having a trouble. Power supplies during this time of year, when we have lightning storms, are frequently damaged from voltage troubles. But really, the much more likely trouble we see each day is bad guys, virus integrators working hard to convince you to do dangerous things.
Yeah. What about software that helps protect your computer? There are all kinds of brand names that are out there. What do you prefer?
Well, we tell people every day. So if you come to our store, there's a couple things we do. When you pick up your computer, we spend a few minutes showing you things are working well. And the more important thing is spend 10 or 15 minutes showing you how to avoid troubles. And so, again, that goes back to this idea of you understanding and recognizing how you're going to be infected. And there's two things we tell people each day. If there was hundreds of dollars of software we could encourage you to buy that genuinely kept you safe and protected, we would encourage you to do that. However, we don't think a product like that really exists. You avoiding troubles is a better approach. The other one is we'll tell people in that 15-minute conversation, watch carefully, please. This is very likely to be the way in which you and everybody you know inject a trouble in your computer next time.
And?
It works. I mean, if they avoid these troubles.
What are some of the troubles that they should avoid?
Well, make money fast, gambling, porn, online prescriptions, game cheats. So if you have teenagers and young kids who don't always understand that trying to download a game cheat or game hints even, those are such frequent ways in which the bad guys convince people who just don't understand. We deal with people each day who have let a so-called, quote-unquote, so-called technical support provider log onto their computer, make changes, say, oh, yeah, we'd be happy to help with that. Let us connect, and poof, in a matter of moments, they inject troubles on your computer.
Yeah. Speaking of that, there are some companies out there, and I don't know if you provide this service or not, a remote service to fix stuff, or do you encourage people to come in and bring their computer with them?
There's no way. There are very few ways in which legitimate companies can remotely fix your troubles. Us having direct administrative access is a much more durable, long-term, affordable approach to fixing your computer than letting some character from across the world remotely connect. And you just don't. You can't hold them accountable for the work they supposedly
right.
have done.
Always best to do business with somebody that you know and trust. That's just kind of the common thread that runs throughout all of this. All right, before you started 600 Monkeys, what did you do, Jim?
Well, I was a wide area network manager for Des Moines Area Community College. I was the information systems officer for a large advertising agency in central Iowa here, one of the nation's largest ad agencies, or ag and food ad agencies. You know, the center of my career has been helping companies enjoy a more capable use of their computing systems.
And we are all connected, aren't we?
Yep.
You know, I mean, one of the cool things about the world of computers, and I, quite frankly, I have to rely on individuals to help me because I don't know what they, you know, I'm just one of the creative guys. But I'm always astounded at how dependent we are on these machines. And it gets even more so every day. I mean, when they had a power outage and a failure at Delta Airlines, we saw what that did for the world's economy. It was a tough day.
Yeah.
Jim, thanks for coming in and talking to us about this.
Thank you, Michael.
It is called 600 Monkeys. We will have all of the links to his business on the radio blog, so you can get in touch with Jim and his crew at 600 Monkeys Computer Repair. I love the name. It's one of those things that you will never, ever forget. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks so very much for having come by and spending some time with us. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls tonight, as he is each and every evening. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations that we get to be on is Mark McDowell. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and done by our friend James Goodlett. James, by the way, will do music for you and your website or your informational video. Get in touch with us. We'll hook you up with James. All right. We have to go. It's nigh on to 6 o'clock. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We will be back tomorrow at 5:05. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.